Morgan's a Messina, your mama don't dance. This is Robert W. in the Morgan, and B.R., welcome aboard.
Hi there.
What an unexpected pleasure to have you here today.
Yes, it certainly is.
Usually have the old weekends off, but I understand Scoop Clark's a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, he's got the galloping Guatemalan gleep.
Yeah.
Won't be in.
Well, the only one, of course, it's always a pleasure to work with you, and the only one bad thing about it is you're going to miss the Baldwin Park Parade at 10 this morning.
Oh, wow.
I know this is your first year in town, and that's one of the highlights, and...
Well, maybe if you're going to be out there, you can call in some reports.
I may do that if I can get myself a dime together, but other than that, you know, what time do you get off today?
6 this evening.
Well, you won't be missing much, except the UCLA-Notre Dame game at 12:30 on Channel 5.
I got my TV set in the newsroom.
And the Foreman-Frazier fight at 5:30.
Yeah.
So fall right, the knockout will come right in the 5:40 news.
It certainly will, won't it?
I'll take notes on that one, too.
Thanks a lot, my friend. It's 7:41, 46 degrees in Los Angeles. I'm B.R. Bradbury, KHJ News, with the top stories of the hour. Two peace treaties covering Vietnam have been signed today in Paris. Yes, there were two. The first pact, signed by all four parties involved, did not name nations. The second treaty did. The dual signing was necessary because of technicalities in the accords. The accords which were thrashed out between Henry Kissinger and Le Duc Tho. Chris Lodge was in Paris to witness the historic moments.
The Vietnam communists acted as if they won the war. They went into today's signing ceremony claiming apparently to be the victors. The North Vietnamese foreign minister talked of the common victory. Madam Binh of the Viet Cong spoke of a very great victory for the Vietnamese people in the indomitable struggle of long duration.
The guns will be silent at 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is the day of peace. KHJ News Time, 7:42.
Wiggly Spearmint Gum, Gum, Gum. Wiggly Spearmint Gum, Gum, Gum. Wiggly Spearmint Gum.
So far, there hasn't been much reaction to the treaty signing ceremonies. In Saigon, the people still seem to doubt it'll work, that it's just another piece of paper. North Vietnamese troops took a provincial capital in South Vietnam this morning, giving them a potential base for their own capital in South Vietnam should elections give them power. But now Saigon troops have retaken that outpost. A U.S. airman has been killed when rockets slammed into his barracks at an airbase. Our prisoners of war will be coming home soon. Secretary of State Rogers already has Hanoi's list of whom they hold. Pentagon spokesman Jerry Friedheim says there are no plans for ceremonies.
This is not a ceremony or a fanfare operation. It is designed to get the men in the medical channels and bring them back. I wouldn't rule out completely the possibility of at some point some of these men being welcomed, but the purpose will, of course, be medical and... That is the way we've laid out our plan.
All the POWs will be flown to the Philippines, then on to Travis Air Force Base in Northern California. From there, they'll be sent to 31 military hospitals around the country. The first arrivals should touch down within the next 2 weeks. We'll be given copies of the list of POWs accounted for by Hanoi sometime later today, and we'll share those lists with you. Locally, a pair of minor earthquakes hit the Saugus-Newhall area this morning. Police switchboards lit up shortly before 6 a.m. Residents had felt the tremors. Seismologists say they recorded the two sharp jolts at 3.5 on the Richter scale. They say they could have been centered in the Antelope Valley area. A big blaze at 22nd and Union early this morning. The Metropolitan Community Church was hit. And at the height of the blaze, we got this word from Fireman Dan Kent.
16 companies under commander, division commander, Darwin Nielsen, are presently working on the fire. There are heavy streams, appliances in operation. It's a spectacular fire. It has a large loom up. We're requesting that the city people stay away from it until we get its fire under control.
Of course, things are under control now. The church suffered $150,000 damage. Three firemen got hurt fighting it, and cause of the blaze is under investigation. 28-year-old Jerry Graham has been booked by Pomona police on a charge of felony child beating. Graham and his wife turned up at Pomona Valley Community Hospital last night with their two-month-old son. The infant is in critical condition with head and chest injuries, apparently suffered in a beating. Liver cancer last night took the life of veteran actor Edward G. Robinson. The man who made the tough guy role in Art was 79 years old when he passed away at Mount Sinai Hospital. Robinson had made 101 pictures, never received an Oscar, but was due for a special award at this year's ceremonies for his 40-year film career. Edward G. Robinson, dead at 79. Two sets of reports on the Pentagon Papers should be in town now. Federal Judge Matt Byrne has ordered top justice and Defense Department officials to forward any reports which claim release of the papers damaged the U.S. He's ordered them sent to U.S. attorneys handling the prosecution. He also ordered any report showing no damage sent to defense attorneys for Daniel Ellsberg and Anthony Russo. KHJ News Time, 7:47.
When hemorrhoidal tissues become infected and inflamed,
it's time you hurt. Take Anacin.
The National Center for Disease Control in Atlanta is out with a hopeful word that this year's epidemic of London flu may not be as bad as last year's spate of the Hong Kong variety. They say 900 people died of flu-related causes in the first 3 weeks of January. Yesterday's testimony in the Watergate bugging trial brought out a list of spy gear found in the office of Defendant E. Howard Hunt. Pye Chamberlain was there.
Among the evidence were walkie-talkie equipment, two mics disguised as chapsticks, and a tear gas canister. A pistol was also found in Hunt's office, but that was not disclosed by the prosecution. Earlier in the day, the judge complained again that he did not think all the facts were being developed in the case. Other witnesses during the day included a man who developed photos of documents evidently taken from Democratic headquarters and a young woman whose phone was bugged at the Watergate.
Alabama Governor George Wallace is resting well this morning. Doctors yesterday performed minor surgery to improve drainage in his frail body. It was the sixth operation on Wallace since he was gunned down in an assassination attempt last May. In Portland, Oregon, an eight-room house has been destroyed by fire. Eight early reports indicate eight people are dead. The death toll in the New Orleans shootout earlier this month has climbed to eight. The general manager of the Howard Johnson Hotel, where the sniper barricaded himself for 2 days, has died of wounds suffered in that incident. Seven other people, most of them police officers, were killed during the two-day siege. Federal indictments against three men in Jackson, Mississippi have been dropped. They were accused in the 1964 slayings of three young civil rights workers, but a federal court jury was not able to reach a verdict. 20-year-old Yvonne Turner of Columbus, Ohio, has become the first black woman in the Ohio National Guard. She'll go on active duty at Fort McClellan, Alabama, in April to train as an administrative specialist. Ms. Turner says she wants to carry on for her brother, an Army helicopter gunner missing in Vietnam since 1969. KHJ Sports in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers, paced by Jerry West, 22 points, defeated the Golden State Warriors 184 and stretched their Western Division lead to 5.5 games over the Northern California Five. In the National Hockey League, the LA Kings and Atlanta skated to a 3-all tie. In the World Hockey Association, New York beat the Los Angeles Sharks 5-4. The Rams say they're not about to sign a contract to build a football stadium in Anaheim. Rams' Roman Gabriel reportedly is asked to be traded to the Washington Redskins, but Ram official Jerry Wilcox issued this reply from owner Carol Rosenbloom.
He said that he's sure that many things are said in haste that sometimes we don't mean. He said he feels that Roman Gabriel will want to be a part of the Ram football team for which he's made so many fine contributions. And he said there are not many quarterbacks in football who are as good or better than Gabe.
This afternoon in South Bend, the UCLA Bruins will be going for a record-breaking 61 straight wins against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. It was the Irish who last beat UCLA. KHJ News Time, 7:50.
Put a little fun in your breath when you open your mouth.
Los Angeles weather fair and warmer today. The high near 70. In the valley, it's now 39 degrees. In Orange County, 44. Downtown Los Angeles, 46. Currently in Hollywood, 42 degrees. I'm B.R. Bradbury.
All right, B.R., 7:51 in the morning with Robert W. and Stevie Wonder on KHJ. Elton John. Happy birthday. Did I say that? Yeah, happy birthday, Elton. At a Crocodile Rock with Robert W. in the Morgan. BR's our weekly tennis match on for today.
It certainly is. Did you take your lesson this week?
No, I had to cancel out yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I'll see you at 2 o'clock.
You're on.
It's 7:22, 49 degrees in Los Angeles. I'm BR Bradbury, KHJ News. It's a standoff in Vietnam, prisoner releases versus troop withdrawals. Ken Englade checks in from Saigon.
Communists said earlier they were going to turn over the last of the prisoners at Hanoi on Saturday and Sunday. The United States said as soon as the communists gave them a list of the prisoners to be released, they would resume the troop withdrawal. Then yesterday, the United States said the remaining 5,000 troops would not go home until the communists also arranged for the release of a handful of prisoners in Laos. The communists say this wasn't part of the agreement and have indefinitely postponed the release.
What's more, Hanoi has installed missiles at an abandoned U.S. base in South Vietnam. The United States says it'll blast them out of there with bombs if they don't tear out the missiles right away. KHJ News Time, 7:23.
When you see that blue, orange, and white can of Tree Sweet, celebrating 40 years of good taste.
Also try Tree Sweet frozen concentrated grapefruit juice from Indian River, Florida. 100% pure unsweetened grapefruit juice, fresh frozen for extra flavor. Tree Sweet, try it. Our first look at Friday morning traffic in the city, and here's Bill Brown.
I think somebody, conspiracy is underway. The enemy has slipped in overnight and put something in our gasoline because there are stalled cars all over the place this morning. And the worst one is on the inbound Hollywood Freeway right around Silver Lake. He stalled out of the number 4 lane. That's usually pretty heavy, and you know what it did this morning. It backed it all the way up to about Vermont before the highway patrol came along and pushed the motorist out of the way. The rest of it, just plain heavy traffic. I looked at the interchange area. It's kind of heavy down here. Moving out to San Bernardino now, and find that the last mile is pretty socked into the downtown area, and would guess it's farther out. It's pretty heavy from El Monte into about the Long Beach Junction. On the inbound Ventura Freeway at Balboa, there's a report of a minor accident there. And again, BR.
5 kilos of marijuana. To the uninitiated, that's about 11 pounds, have been stolen from a locker inside the West Los Angeles Municipal Court building. There was no sign of forced entry, so it sure looks like an inside job. Councilman Joel Wax, running for mayor, says city employees get too many paid holidays, 14 more a year than most non-government workers. The holidays cost taxpayers an extra $12 million a year, says Wax. He aims to end the practice if elected. When a light plane went down in Grapevine Canyon near Sylmar yesterday, the county fire department was called to action.
We have large helicopters, the only agency that has helicopters large enough to transport crews in there. And because of the terrain, it was necessary to get men at the scene. And the fastest way to do it was to fly in men in a large helicopter and get them in there.
Fireman Dick Friend says two UC Santa Barbara students died in the crash. They're identified as Robert Griffin and Walter Hillblom. KHJ Sports, tonight you're next to the last chance of the year to see the Lakers in action. They host Buffalo. Only one more home appearance on the slate in the regular season. Last night in New York, Alabama and Virginia Tech eliminated Minnesota and Fairfield in NIT quarterfinal action. Tomorrow night, UCLA faces an Indiana stall in the NC2A semis. In baseball, the Angels beat the Giants 8-5. The Dodgers fell 4-1 to the Orioles, giving Baltimore 4 unearned runs. On ice, the locals were defrosting. Out of London, Chris Lodge with word on another major fight offer.
Veteran British boxing promoter Jack Solomon says, in his words, he's made an astounding offer to champion George Foreman, and his challenger would be Muhammad Ali. Solomon says the fight will go in either July or early September. Solomon's is promoter of 26 world title fights.
In golf, Lee Elder owns a two-stroke lead as round two of the Greater New Orleans Open gets underway. KHJ News Time, 7:27.
You know, it didn't just happen.
What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea!
Yeah!
Los Angeles weather continues fair and warmer, the high near 70. In the valley, it's now 42 degrees. In Orange County, 49. Downtown Los Angeles, 49. Currently in Hollywood, 49 degrees. I'm B.R. Bradbury.
With Robert W. at 7:28 in the morning. Believe it on KHJ.
You believe in magic.
KHJ, that's Al Green, and Call Me with Robert W. in the Morgan. And the National Weather Service won't talk to me about the forecast, but I have on the telephone Jim Blair, who's a supervisor at the tower out at L.A. International Airport. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Jim, can you hear me? Jim can't seem to hear me. We got line two on the air. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay, we have, as I told you off the air, the National Weather Service won't talk to me this morning. And they're calling for sunshine, but we have clouds. What does your forecast read?
Well, I haven't talked to them either, but ours says it's going to be clear until late this afternoon, and then we're going to get some clouds, low clouds, at about 1,500 feet.
And what's it look like to you out there from the tower?
Well, right now we have a thin scattered or thin broken layer at 2,500 feet, and then higher broken clouds up around 20,000 feet, and our visibility is 8 miles.
Well, I guess that explains why the National Weather Service is reluctant to talk this morning, because their weather forecast is all wet, right?
Right.
Okay, thanks for your information. I guess we'll call it a partly cloudy day at least, right?
It looks like it.
Okay, Jim, here's BR.
It's 7:53, 49 degrees in Los Angeles. I'm B.R. Bradbury, KHJ News, brought to you in part by Beacon's Moving and Storage Company. 32 Americans were to leave Viet Cong prisons tomorrow. 105 were to use the exits at North Vietnamese prisons on Sunday. At this hour, it looks like it won't come to be. The Viet Cong and Hanoi say no more of our men will be released until we resume troop withdrawals. We say we won't do that until 9 Americans are set free in Laos, something that wasn't in the original timetable. Adding confusion and tension, new communist missile sites in South Vietnam, missile sites that U.S. bombers will soon attack unless Hanoi's men pull them out. KHJ News Time, 7:54.
When you have to make a move.
Men are careful, quick, and kind.
Traffic time again, and here's Bill Brown.
Something was supposed to have been going on the San Diego Freeway around Mulholland Drive southbound. Now we get a report that it may have been on the northbound San Diego Freeway at Chelan Road. It's all in the Sepulveda Pass, could be backing things up there considerably. We're looking for a freeway accident right now reported at La Reina on the inbound Pomona Freeway. So far, I've been unable to locate that one. We find that the east side in general is extremely light as you move in toward the east side. Then when you get right on the near east side, it's very slow, stop and go as a matter of fact. But I believe the pattern in general is lighter than normal this morning, with one exception, inbound Hollywood Freeway due to a number of stalled cars. Backed up to about Hollywood down to the interchange. Back to BR.
There's new word on the Watergate case this morning. James McCord, one of seven men convicted or pleaded guilty in the bugging, wrote a letter to Judge John Sirica, and his honor read it this morning in open court. McCord says political pressure was brought to bear on the Watergate defendants to keep them quiet. He also says perjury occurred during that trial in matters highly material to the government's case. McCord should know he was security chief for President Nixon's campaign organization. Here at home, mayoral candidate Jess Unruh says a county-run lottery could be used to build a mass rapid transit system. What's more, it could be fare-free.
I think that a lottery here could very well bring in $100 million of revenue. That would be enough to subsidize a rapid transit system and provide totally free transportation.
Two UC Santa Barbara students have been killed in the crash of a light airplane into Grapevine Canyon near Sylmar. 19-year-olds Robert Griffin of South Pasadena and Walter Hillblom of Saratoga were pulled from the wreckage late yesterday. Morton Halperin, who classified the Pentagon Papers top secret while an assistant defense secretary, yesterday told the jury in the Ellsberg trial release of the papers did no harm to the United States. KHJ Sports, no action for the local pro teams last night. During daylight hours, the Angels beat San Francisco 8-5. The Dodgers beat themselves 4-1 by giving Baltimore four unearned runs. At the NIT, Alabama and Virginia Tech stayed alive by beating Minnesota and Fairfield. The Lakers are at home tonight against Buffalo. Now a report on weekend ski conditions.
Snow Valley is very good. Pack Potter, 6 inches of new. All lifts are running. Table Mountain, very good and excellent for Potter skiers. 4 inches of new. Packed and Potter, 2 lifts running. China Peak and Bear Valley are both reporting good to very good conditions. And a foot of new Potter. 4 lifts are running. Pack Potter at China Peak and Wind Pack Potter at Bear Valley. Tahoe Downer, very good Pack Potter. North Star, excellent Potter skiing. Alpine Meadows, very good to excellent. 5 to 12 inches new, packed in Potter. All lifts are running. This is Betty Lou Page for KHJ News.
Here's a message from Vons to everyone. Vons has the best food values in town.
Los Angeles weather sure looks cloudy despite a forecast of fair and warmer with a high near 70. In the valley, it's now 42 degrees. In Orange County, 49. Downtown Los Angeles, 49. Currently in Hollywood, 53 degrees. I'm B.R. Bradbury.
At 7:58, Jenna Morgan with Robert W. and the Fifth Dimension on KHJ. Jack?